Every time I get an opportunity, I gotta make it the best I can. I'm thinking this might be the last play for me to make a first down or a touchdown. So I'm in my head, either I gotta get this block so we can get this first down, or I gotta get 5 yards to get this first down, or I gotta get 3 yards on goal line to get a touchdown. So I'm thinking I gotta seize this opportunity while I'm in the moment.
In the competition for your NFL life, players will take every step possible to be the best player they can be.
As soon as I get the ball, I pause it and I see, what do I see right now? Do I see anything? No, so I made it. So I press it until I try to see if I can find anything. And if I don't find anything, that means I did a good run. If I do, I always look for the next time I run again.
An undrafted rookie faces long odds, especially on a Vikings roster that is coming off an 11-win season and a division title. But there are examples of those who beat the uphill climb as undrafted rookie free agents and are now contributors on the Minnesota Vikings. They provide inspiration to each day take that extra time and effort to get better.
As I watch the film, I just look. And I see little areas that I can clean up, but other than that, I just watch myself and everybody around me and see how much I need to improve in my game to make me a better person.
After going undrafted in the May NFL draft, Jarrell Presley came to Minnesota hoping to start his dream of putting on an NFL jersey. He's so close to achieving that dream, but knows the dreaded cut-down days are fast approaching next week. So he spends countless hours of his free time trying to hone his craft.
I'm looking at my footwork. I'm looking at my head placement to see if I'm seeing everything. I'm looking at the blocks, the way they're set up, so next time I can make a better cut or a better read. I'm looking at every little thing. I'm looking at how their feet is moving, looking at how their body is moving when they're running, trying to tackle me, so I can do a better judgment on next time we played them, how I can make a different move and get away.
No matter if it's practice or a game, every player fighting for a spot on the 53-man roster needs to impress throughout the month of August. It's an opportunity to achieve a dream for these 90 players. But the dream is extra special for another rookie hopeful.
When I first came out here for training camp, it was just a blessing. I mean, just to be able to walk around the same locker room with some of these guys, and even before training camp, OTAs and mini camp, just being around all these guys, being around these great athletes. And, I followed this team as a kid, so it's just a blessing to be here.
Growing up in Duluth, the Vikings were C.J. Ham's team to follow on Sundays. But playing at Division II Augustana College in Sioux Falls made the dream of one day wearing a Vikings uniform seem pretty far-fetched for this running back. Few undrafted rookies make an NFL roster, but even fewer make it from Division II. Yet that hasn't stopped the 23-year-old from continually pursuing his dream.
It's very humbling. I mean, just to know that, you know, I did come from a smaller school, and, you know, it gives the guys back at my school a little bit of confidence in themselves. We got some great athletes back at Augustana, and, you know, for them to see me make it, it just gives them confidence, and I let them know, like, regardless of where you play, you know, regardless of your size, if you're talented, you know, the NFL will find you.
If anyone thought a Division II rookie didn't belong, Ham quickly erased those doubts, proving from rookie minicamp when he got a tryout to scoring a touchdown in his first preseason game, he's done nothing but impress.
I mean, just going out and playing. I mean, yes, it was a phenomenal experience. I mean, it was something I'll never forget, scoring that touchdown in Cincinnati. But at the same time, it's just football. I've been playing football for a long time, and, you know, I'm just going out there and competing and having fun.
For each and every player in training camp, the goal is to end up making the 53-man roster. For some players, it's a foregone conclusion that they'll be on the field in September, while others have big hurdles in front of them. For undrafted rookies like Ham and Presley, they're hoping their time, efforts, and improvement over the month of August will garner a spot on the 2016 Minnesota Vikings.
That's a dream come true. Football has taken me a lot of different places in this world, so my journey has been amazing.
It would be a blessing. It would be a dream come true for sure. I've worked very hard in my whole life, you know, playing this sport. It's a dream come true. I've always wanted to play professional football. So just to get that call would just be a blessing to me and my family.